Welcome, silver streamers and red rocketing risers, to another grand finale of a show on this week's episode of Dead Men Roll No Crits. This is your GM Patrick here, lighting sparklers and sparkling fountains of fireworks that celebrate the end of book four. Joining me in tossing M80s and stashing smoke bombs are my four favorite friends and your players, Jabert, Rebecca, Seth, and Tyler.
Hello.
Hello.
Congrats. You guys have beat out Miles and Drew. So four favorites.
Whee!
It was fierce competition. But we fought to get to the podium, and we're here now. Never been.
Nobody can take that from us.
Nobody can take that from us.
I don't think anybody who chooses the Jetsons is gonna end up in there.
I'll never.
Not in Patrick.
I'm not gonna.
Not in Patrick.
I'm gonna be like on my deathbed and remember that. I wanted to talk to you guys about fireworks at the start of this episode. When I was a kid, I thought fireworks was gonna be a lot larger part of my life in general.
Yeah.
There was a great deal of importance growing up in the South on
explosive fireworks. Objects.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember I had like a pencil case where I had like, I mean, I was like a full on Bart Simpson. I had like a smoke bomb and like, what were the little bandoliers of?
Oh yeah. Like the, just the firecrackers.
Yeah.
In big like string.
Yeah. I had to have some of those. You had to have like a, not an M80, but like the smaller like cracker.
The ones you could throw in a pond and it would like be a really satisfying.
I was prepared like at several stages of my youth for any kind of Home Alone style situation.
Right.
Like I had like a pocket knife on me and all kinds of cool stuff. Did you guys have a favorite firework growing up?
See, when I was a kid, I grew up in Georgia where fireworks were outlawed. They are no longer outlawed, but we had to go over to the South Carolina border.
I grew up where they're at. Progress, baby.
I grew up where they're outlawed too, but I still sent off a ton of them.
You know what's fun is I grew up like maybe like 20 minutes away from Rebecca, so I know the exact spot she went to for fireworks.
Actually, on the contrary, you might find this hard to believe, but I was a really lame child who was afraid of fire. So, no, you would not have found me anywhere near fireworks. I was convinced that they were going to kill me. So,
I there's this one spot in like North Augusta, like right across the river, that's just the biggest, trashiest like firework emporium, and I'm like, that's where
it's got this big facade too. Like, it's not actually as big as it looks like it is. It's got this big facade to make it look gigantic, but it's really not. Yeah.
Even over here on the woke coast, Oregon had them outlawed, but when I grew up in Washington, we did not. And so there was a lot of peddling across the Columbia River, but I was really excited to get older because
paddling. Paddling across.
Yes.
The river, right?
That as well.
Yeah.
Because we just had a few dads that took fireworks too seriously, right? You know, they had multiple launchers.
That's where people start losing fingers.
Yeah, right. I still remember running for my life in a cow field because one of the mortar launchers fell over and we didn't know what direction it fell over on. So, like, we were all just hoping we weren't about to get a mortar in our butt and we were all okay. Nothing bad happened. But I was excited at one point in my life to be that dad. And now that's all gone away. Can't do that here, really.
Yeah, what coast did you say, Tyler?
What coast?
Liberal left coast.
Hate that.
you don't like woke coast?
I don't like. Look, honestly, I'm getting really tired of the word woke. Like, just in general. I was kind of
By the end of the 2024 election, it's going to be.
Oh, it's going to be rough.
I'm going to be all the way over that.
It was just my boss, bless him, uses it a lot. I've heard it more in
he sounds a month. Like a real gem.
I've heard it more in a month than I've ever cared to hear it. And
when Republicans realized it rhymed with broke, oh boy, it just clicked for them. They're like, oh, we've got our entire campaign platform.
So they've got go get woke, go broke. And identify as X.
Oh, yeah.
Those are their jokes. That's
they're,
what they got.
They're really convinced that's the most clever thing that's ever, that they,
oh, yeah. ever come they, up with. They laugh.
My really pronouns are kiss my grits. Right.
Yeah. I guess that's the third one. Those are their three jokes.
Anyway, it's all the same jokes.
It is.
Seth, what would you like to blow up yourself with? What
kind I'm going to be really boring. I actually really like smoke bombs.
I love smoke bombs as a kid. Boy, favorite. Howdy, it was so acrid. But also, I think Roman candles is just like a perfect firework.
That's a classic.
It's like, here's a lit propellant device that you can hand to a child and they can just like go at their friends with it. Yeah. They say, hey, don't fire right at their face. Just hit the body. It's geez.
There was a,
body shots
there was a,
only.
There was a big kerfuffle in high school because my best friend, his cousin, he was hanging out with some friends. They were shooting Roman candles at each other. He hit a like guy. That guy got mad, shot a bottle rocket back at my friend's cousin.
We call that escalation.
It hit him in the eye. He went to the ER and he had stitches in his eye.
Oh, no.
That is
which made him insanely popular for a very long time because you could like stare into his eyes and see the stitches, and it was metal. It was really metal. But they didn't, and they didn't tell the story of how he was screaming the entire time.
Speaking of screaming, let's get back to where we last left off here. You guys indeed had sussed out Safina had betrayed you, perhaps coerced by someone that had stolen her magical shawl. And in the brief fight, she indeed set off a rocket that seems to have exploded just over the Bay of No Hospitality.
Her magical rickshaw?
No, no. It's.
You never told me Safina had a rickshaw. I want to ride.
What did I say? No. Or shawl?
You said shawl.
Shawl. I think you dropped the L.
Shawl. Yeah.
Howdy,
so,
shawl.
I think we talked about before we started, you guys are just hustling back to where? The fort or?
Hustling, e.g. bustling.
Yeah.
We don't
know where this person is headed off to.
Do we know what this person's motivation is? Like what they're trying to do? Are they, I mean, obviously they're trying to sabotage us in some way, but do we know?
Yeah, listen all y'all.
Well, I mean, yeah, they've disrupted the dinner already. So what else could she be setting off the signal for? Do you want to have a little mini interrogation before you leave her cove?
Is she in a state right now to give anything away?
She looks very cold. She's not wearing any clothing. But yes, it's up to you guys. I think we talked about you. Casting some heal spells, yeah. Do you want to make
a quick like intimidation or something to try and get
or diplomacy, whatever tact you'd like to take.
Let me see if I get bonuses to any particular one here.
I have diplomacy. So I know,
just as a quick aside, what is Alaris's speed?
30.
Okay.
I also have climb 10. Just in case it factors in, I don't know why you're asking.
So can take many different forms. Do you still have the ability to turn into an animal today?
Oh yeah, but only for like a minute. So unfortunately, it's not great for like overland travel.
Got it.
Yeah. Let me just take a look here, though. I can try to overcharge my long strider wand and. You know what? That's a level 2 wand. I can buy another one. It's fine. Just look at overcharging real quick.
What are you saying here, Tyler? It's Captain Cassius. You've rolled a 31 for Diplo.
Oh boy, I don't know. Everything I think of is more intimidating than diplomacy. I don't know how you handle this diplomatically.
Did you have a suggestion, Rebecca? You also rolled diplomacy.
I mean, it's tough because I feel like I would normally try to barter with her, offer her, you know, comfort or whatever, but I feel like if she's under magical influence by having her shawl taken away, like, I don't know. I don't know what our options might be. I feel like she's not herself, right? So it's hard to be diplomatic.
Cassius maybe will say, listen, Safina, I know you want to help us. There's magics that perhaps keep you from being too direct, but every spell has a loophole. Everything has a way around. Is there any Any clue you can give us as to that could help us out here? Where are they going? What's their objective? Even anything vague or cryptic could be helpful here. Please.
I'm so sorry for what I have done. I realize, though, that it might be too late for your party. I was just supposed to be seen giving the intoxicant to that girl and supposed to lead you all out here and then set off this light show. It might be that whatever the eel man had planned is already done. I'm sorry for what I have done. Candoso, can you forgive me?
We'll discuss this another time, Safina. And I'm beginning to cast my magics and heal people up and watch, get people ready to move real quick.
Hey, can okay. I roll like a gossip lore on that name?
The eel?
Yeah. And can you roll?
Yeah, I mean, that definitely sounds like an underworld kind of pseudonym, the way she was talking about it and perhaps describe the little man in her words. It did not sound like an actual eel. It sounded like a humanoid. So perhaps indeed some kind
That's of disappointing,
maybe professional saboteur or professional contract killer of some sort.
Here I was hoping we were just going to like roll up on Flotsam and Jetsam when we got back.
Or just like a guy with eels for arms. Guess why they call me this? You'll never guess.
I can't hold weapons, unfortunately.
I am a weapon. Oh, sick eels. 2 tickets to the eel show. All right, so you guys running
the
back?
Zoo?
Well, if the dinner was sabotaged already, I'm trying to figure out like what our next stop should be. Should it be the fort, or are we worried about our ship?
I'm worried about the ships. Cassius's number one thing would be not just our ship, but everybody's ship, harbor
same.
Itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the reason I brought up land speed is because Honto can move 60 feet per round. So theoretically, he could, I guess, get there almost twice as fast as everyone.
Yeah.
If he was booking it.
I mean, how fast can you swim? You're kind of like directly across the harbor. Oh, yeah. So you definitely get there faster swimming as it's more of a direct shot. I have you on the map right now. Yeah. So you guys are over here at Inn. You basically need to get back to nearby B, the fort, the fart. Sorry.
I mean, if Honto offers to, you know, go it alone, Cassius wouldn't say no.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he still has the ability to turn invisible today, so let's do it.
All right, so you're swimming and everyone else just booking it back?
Sounds like it.
I've done the math here. It looks like overland travel, you get, if you're 60 foot, it says feet per minute, 600? Which doesn't seem correctly, but that's like at a non-hustle speed.
That's if you're just doing one move action per round.
Right. I think we'd be hustling. Yeah. it's not so far that it's not like we're trying to run 40 miles or something. Like we'd be hustling, like I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, but I still think distance wise, because max you're what, 3 miles away? Like one hex is like a mile, maybe 3.5. But going straight across is less than 3 miles.
Yeah. So I mean, like, if we're taking combat rules into effect here, every round is 6 seconds approximately, right?
Yeah. Well, there's what is.
I don't know if that's different now in second edition, but traditionally it has been 6 seconds per round.
What is the world record mile run? Is it really like 3 minutes? That seems way too fast.
No, that's about right.
That's crazy fast. But that makes sense here. So can. 3 miles. I have distances and the speeds here. You're going straight to the harbor, Honto?
Yeah, scout there first.
Okay. You know, there's like maybe a few guards posted on the main docks outside of like each of the pirate lord's ships. But for the most part, you can hear it in the small town at the end of the docks. almost every single pirate has emptied out of these ships and is carousing and having a grand old time. There's songs and shouting and fighting sounding like they're happening maybe a quarter mile away. So it's pretty quiet out here as you get to the docks. Do you want to make like a, what's your perception bonus?
Just the bonus itself or like,
yeah,
total?
What? No, you're total perception, everything perception.
I add a 19 to my roll.
Okay. So it is deathly quiet here. By the time you get there, you don't sense any action happening.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just maybe walking up and down the docks here. You see some of these pirate guards who like give you like a wave. Maybe there's some talk. It's like, oh, that's the Aruxi on the ship.
That's actually what I think he would probably do. Is he would probably go to the Tidebreaker first.
Yeah.
Or some of the retinue there.
I think there are always some members on the ship, and maybe, I don't know if Ambrose Croup has gone back, but like one officer is here, so perhaps
he's got Honto's gonna like echo the dolphin. He's gonna like swim really fast, like up to the Tidebreaker, and he's gonna angle up so he like breaches out of the water.
just Aquaman land on the deck, like I'm here. Yeah,
and
scare the poop out of Crindle the Bard. He's like, oh, what? He's just playing fiddle by himself.
The flute. Bow goes flying, twang.
Yeah, there's like a little jam band of some folks. It's like, wow, Mr. Honto, what are you doing here?
There's a record scratch. He's going to say, have you noticed anything strange recently?
Nothing on board the ship here, sir. No.
Okay.
Ow. It is at that moment that as you go asking about, there is a massive fireworks display. As a huge firebomb engulfs the ship known as the Blood Moon, Cerise Bloodmourne's ship, perhaps anchored a couple hundred feet away from the Tidebreaker. Just there's like a shockwave that hits you even on board the deck here as a massive, you can feel the heat even from this distance, massive fireball kind of engulfs the ship. The three of you running still maybe a half mile or so away see this from a distance as well, as maybe you're not sure which ship it is, but it, you know, it's dark now. The entire harbor kind of lights up for a moment as one of them has gone up in flames.
I'm now picturing, I imagine this lady is like Batman. She just puts blood in front of everything.
My blood ship.
Are you suggesting that Batman is not his real name?
What do you mean? No.
And Bloodborne is not her real name?
Yeah. No.
That'd be funny, though. Can you imagine if...
I'm going to draw my blood blades.
Imagine if I did that. It's like, let's go to the Brynmobile. Welcome to the Bryncast. Yes, that is what happens here. A massive fireball engulfing her ship. What would you like to do?
I try to find out if there's any indicator as to where the explosion came from.
You heading over to the scene of the bomb, the Blood Moon?
Yeah.
Right, so I think you get over there and you see these telltale signs of purple and blue flames still licking perhaps the side of the vehicle of the Blood Moon, but the masts and the sails and things have caught fire, so the ship is currently burning. Make me a perception check. I'll tell you what you can see here.
I get to roll it. 33.
I think so. Yeah, it looks like the blast happened perhaps the hull of the ship. It seems to have gone upwards from there.
So it is a sabotage.
I'm telling all y'all.
I can't stand it. I know they planned it.
Gonna break this water gate?
Yeah, water. Is there a water gate? I don't think there's a water gate here.
I'm gonna set it straight, right?
This water gate?
Yeah.
Yeah, they reference water gate. Anyway, All right, so you said telltale, blue and purple.
This doesn't look like a natural explosion.
Right.
Or even a magical one with a fireball.
I love the idea of a naturally occurring explosion.
Very rarely.
Why was she carrying around natural gas in that ship? Doesn't she know those containers are highly unstable?
It's just like somebody just dies from a he died from natural explosion.
I'm sorry. I mean, that's a volcano, right? That's if you just stand on the edge of a volcano as it erupts. Yeah, yeah. That's dying from natural explosion.
Natural explosion. Eruption, probably, but you know.
Looking down the docks here, the next closest pirate council member ship is the Wavecrest, Mace Darimar's ship, and then further back, the last one that arrived and dropped anchor here was Avanar Sornash's Come What May.
I think at this point, over the I'm trying to shout over the volume of the flaming wreckage and, you know, debris hitting the water and dock and everything, you would try to relay that people should probably abandon every vessel.
Yeah, get off.
Just for safety's sake.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what else?
I think that's it. If I can't really spot the source of it, it's time to wait for the crew to show up because it looks like the harbor was the right place to go.
Right? Well, it came from the hull, right? Can you go?
No, I think it came from underneath because I think it came from like under the water.
Under the ship? Yeah, I was
under
going
the ship,
I mean,
under
in either case, like, can you go under the water and check things out?
No, it's impossible.
Have you ever seen
technology
Ponto
doesn't
swim?
Exist?
Don't think you have.
Yeah, no, I can't swim. No, I'm gonna
fight me.
Yeah,
the episode.
I'll do that. I'll do that. I'll see if I can see anything. My assumption as a player, I guess, is that it was like planted. It's like a bomb, but we'll see.
Maybe you can see remnants of whatever it was that blew up.
That's true.
Make me another perception check.
CSI Eruxi.
You go into another ship?
Crime scene Eruxi. 34 for this perception check. Yeah, let's approach another ship.
The Mace mazes.
Mace Windus.
The Wavecrest. Yes, when you get over to this ship, you find what looks like a small device, indeed, planted on the outside of the hull, right above the water line. Indeed, it looks like there's a bunch of liquids and perhaps some mechanical bits. It seems to be kind of drilled in to the hull itself.
Okay, so I'm thinking two things as a player here. One, dang, that bomb caused that much damage from outside of the hull? That's crazy. Two, can I justify Honto not trying to remove the bomb?
I mean, do you have anything in the way of...
He's not intelligent.
Bomb disposal?
No. God, no. But he's not intelligent.
I mean, I think he realized what did it at the very least.
Not short on, I guess you could call it, bravery.
This isn't an intelligence-based skill. This would be thievery.
Oh.
Honto's sticky fingers, right?
No.
Oh, Patrick. Oh, you got the wrong idea. I don't swim and I do disable bombs. That's Honto.
What kind of role would it be to figure out what it is?
You know, crafting, I would say, or maybe even arcana.
Also not strong points of his. I mean, like, it's pretty obvious that this is not something that belongs on a boat. That's like, I don't know.
Here's a wild suggestion. What if you just removed the piece of wood it was drilled on? What if you used your spear like a lever and just removed the wood and then like just sunk the wood, just like
got it away from the ship. I guess that creates a hole in the ship, which isn't great for the ship either.
Well, yeah, but ships of that size take forever. And like, you know,
holes are famous for just being able to pry off words. You know, these timbers.
That's a good idea.
You know, I mean, even if he can punch through, look, he's a monk. He can punch through wood. He could literally just go pow, 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 pull, throw, right? Like,
our ship was from IKEA, by the way.
Yes. This is all
all right. It's all balsam wood.
This is the This is the Yaller Burr, and it is made of the finest particle wood.
All right, let's get some drama going then.
Well, before you do that, let me point out that you've rolled very well on this perception check of 34. I think besides seeing that, you also see perhaps the otherwise very still waters of the bay seem to be disturbed around the ship, like someone was here perhaps not very long ago.
Well, maybe you can catch up to him.
Maybe.
Because he's probably going ship by ship. So if you just kept swimming and checking the same spot on these other ships as you kept going, maybe you'll catch him in the act and then kill him.
I have a question. Can the three of us get in my hat boat and come out into the bay?
Yes. I imagine you might be able to pilot the boat faster than running there. But I'm going to say you thought of this like only after running for like a quarter mile, and then you're like,
that's fine, but I feel like if we see an explosion in the middle of the harbor, we need to be in a bit more of a hurry,
that makes a lot more sense. I was gonna give it to you even more than a little bit. Yeah, so we'll get everyone here before too long, but we do have to figure out what you want Haunted to do first, Seth.
Okay. So he detects that there's disturbance in the water. In general direction, does he know where they might be headed?
Away from this ship.
Right.
Perhaps further along the dock.
Indeed. Okay. Screw it. Gonna swim up to the bomb.
Oh! And what you gonna do?
Getting a closer look at it, how is it affixed to the ship? You said it was drilled in.
Yes. Yeah. It takes several rounds to affix the bomb to the hull, and it would likely take maybe even longer to try and pry it off, or you know, maybe okay. large 9-inch nails.
Does it look like in. It can be pulled at without pulling on the mechanism itself?
Yeah, I would say it's like affixed to a board, something that had to be drilled to the wall.
All right. Can I make an attempt to pull it free?
You can certainly try. I think maybe this is just athletics in place of our good friend thievery.
Yeah, no, he's not a thief. So that's not, I'm not like talking down.
I don't know. It just sounds like you're stealing this man's bomb. This gentleman's bomb.
Look. All right. That's
did not give you permission to take his bomb. All right. Make me an athletics check. A skill that I know you have.
Real bad. That's a natural too.
Oh, it hurt your fingies. Your fingies hurt.
Let's do a hero point on that one, because you know, it's like when Cassius does a low bon mot. Like I can't let
it Amherst shall not stand.
Amherst. Yeah, no.
Like, this is my thing. Oh, you're bad at your thing.
Oh no.
Oh no. Natural one.
You're extra bad at your thing.
Hi, variance role playing.
All right. Well, I've got good news and bad news.
Yeah.
The good news is you break the bomb and your fingers slip as you like knock over some of the alchemical equipment on this thing, and it doesn't explode with its full force, but it is exploding in your face. I need to
okay, cool.
A reflex save.
That is the only thing I don't get a critical success on automatically. Oof. Wow, doing great with the rolls today. 23.
All right, we got some fire damage coming your way.
What?
Another huge explosion in the harbor here. This one perhaps a little more muted than the prior one, but you watch as the wave crest gets engulfed in this fireball, and you're blasted back into the water, Honto, so maybe this isn't as bad as it could be, but this is 55 points of fire damage to start us off. And
okay, extra glad we did some healing between episodes. Now,
as that happens, I think just a few rounds later is when the rest of the crew show up to the ship, and you see a slightly singed and soaked Haunto moving away from the wave crest.
Towards whatever next ship is down the hawk, the dock.
Oh, that would be come what may, the come what may.
Oh, Cassius. We could let that one blow up.
Avanar Sorenages. What if that's the one that you save?
Cassius would want to go straight to the tidebreaker.
Okay, well, I mean,
yeah, when the others get close enough, Hunter will shout to them that there's bombs attached to the ships.
Sure. That I will say that is the opposite direction.
It's not in the like the same line as these ships are.
No, it's probably the furthest into the dock, and this has gone from the closest to the shore outwards. So
okay. Well, then never mind.
Maybe that's the finale.
Well, and it makes it all the more dangerous, right? Because people are on the shore. No.
Yeah, they're on the shoreline. I think people are racing out to put out the fires now. But yeah, do you guys want to head further down the dock, meet up with Honto, and group up?
Yeah, well, we can just group up on Avanar's ship. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, make me everyone a perception check.
Ooh, someone rolled a 19.
Both Candoso and Alaris. Oh, gosh. You can tell that indeed the water around the ship. I mean, there's some waves being made here, but also perhaps. If Honto gives you a little description, you don't see anything on the dock side, the port side of the Avanar Soranash ship. You might want to head on board or head around the ship to get a good view of the entire vessel.
Yeah, we'll boat hat to the starboard side.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It looks really cool when we do it, too. It's like we jump into the air all at once. And then
it's like dragon boat racing.
Transform it. And then,
all of you guys together.
Yeah.
Does Alaris like to flip it upside down and like throw it like a frisbee or like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I imagine that's how it works, right?
Pretty sure.
I also envision it as looking like a pirate hat like that a little kid costume comes with. Like, for some reason, that's how I imagine the boat hat looking.
Almost certainly.
It's definitely got a skull and crossbones on it, you know.
It's like a tricorn. So it's almost like a swan boat, right? Like where like there's the two flaps on the back coming out. Yeah, I like that.
All right, great. Wow.
I don't like that. Do you guys like that?
I love my dice rolls. I've rolled a 1 on a d4. I wonder what that could be. And a natural 20. Yeah, guys, I'm going to need you all to click on your character tokens and make an initiative roll here. Initiative roll here. Tyler throws out a natural 20. Oh, Honto my goodness. Too. Honto throws
out Cassius is pissed.
Oh, goodness. So I've rolled a d4.
I guess Honto's a little... Getting hit by a bomb wakes you up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like an espresso, kind of, in a way.
Well, you've had a couple bombs, but what about another bomb? I've rolled a d4.
But what about 11 Z's?
My determination on who's getting hit with another bomb was going to be the initiative turn order. Whoever's lucky enough to roll highest. So definitely Tyler with a natural one.
Wait, like a ship bomb or just like someone's throwing a bomb at me?
Oh, no. From up on the top deck.
Okay.
A flask comes raining down upon you. What, Jabert, you play an alchemist in our other game here.
See?
What exactly, an infused bomb gives, what, intelligence bonus as well to damage?
No.
What does infused mean? Just that it's greater?
I think it just means that it lasts for 24 hours, and if you don't use it, you lose it.
Oh, I have so many then. Yeah, I have so many bombs.
Oh, yeah. You probably have, I mean... Yeah, it's one of the things about like alchemists for enemies have a ton of bomb because and they have to use them all in one fight.
That's
the only time you're going to see that enemy.
And the damage is doubled on a critical hit. Is that correct?
That's right. And splash damage is also what's the deal? One of these splash damage is not doubled on a critical hit, but persistent damage is.
I've never saved Honto from taking damage by beating him in initiative before.
So I was gonna say, we had to take a very brief break, and you might have heard me say that I didn't like the dice that I saw. I was making guesses as to what was going on because there was a D4, so I'm like, someone's being selected, and that 20 is an attack roll. So I was wrong.
but still.
But right. But very right all the same, because I was like, that one is going to be Cassius because he's first and he's the captain.
I thought the D4 was how many rounds it was taking the eel to move from place to place, and I thought the 20 was his skill check to do his bomb stuff to see how it long wasn't. It would take him to plant it, and I was all very wrong. I was on the opposite side.
No.
So, again, the universe saw that Patrick was trying to do that and knew what his plan was, and that's why Tyler got to go first.
So, let's see here. I've got the bomb damage here, and it looks like, Tyler, you're taking 66 points of acid damage every round.
What?
This is a acid flask, a greater acid flask that douses you from up top as it cracks on your crown, melting away at your fine clothes and dress. It hurts. It hurts a lot. And the rest of you guys take, I guess, just 3 points of splash damage.
3 points. I mean, this is the thing, I mean, Patrick. Welcome to my hell. you're gonna have to spend at least like 40 hours looking into like all the things that this thing has if you want me to answer any questions about it.
I'm just gonna say 3 points of the splash damage, because splash is not doubled, like you said. So.
I don't think splash is doubled.
All right.
Boy, howdy. Whoa, so that 12 was a crit?
Oh, no, that 12 was... I'm just rolling my initiative now.
I see.
The 20 was the crit.
Boop.
I missed that conversation. Now I understand what we're supposed to be.
You see up on the deck of Come What May, this little life figure here. It looks like
little
a
fart knocker.
Just stand. Standing on the deck of the ship, or perhaps propped up over the railing, a small folk in what looks like oiled slick leather armor, and he seems to be mixing ingredients in many a bottles on his person, on his belt.
This guy looks like Mick Jagger if he was a halfling.
And he's got the bombs like Jagger. Big bombs like Jagger.
That's how it goes.
I'm pretty sure that's the song. Let's see here. We are in initiative turn order. Cassius, down on the boats. You're burning. Your acid burning, good sir.
Anything I can do to stop it?
No. I mean, do you have...
If I jumped in the water, would it stop it?
It might make it worse. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of your turn, you roll a flat check. And,
Unless you have, I mean, if it was like fire damage, I would say, oh, well, jumping in the water gives you another chance at it.
Yeah, that gives you like a +5 bonus or something to put it out. Like, yeah.
Okay.
This is fun chemical burning.
It's real stinky, yeah.
If you want to jump in the water, I would say that would give you a bonus to try and get rid of this at the end of your turn, for sure.
No, it's okay.
You got water spells that could help you out, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have my decanter of endless water if I really want to try and do that. I'll keep that in my back pocket.
Just upend it and turn it on full blast like a shower.
Pretty much. No, I think Cassius is going to scream insults at this individual.
A classic.
In the form of a bon mot.
Always a good option.
Form Let's of start bon there mot.
See how we do. Oh, man. I don't think a 28 is going to beat your will DC.
28? No. What did you roll on the dice here? 7? Get that out of here. Second action.
I like that idea, Javert. The insult rangers.
Form of bon mot. Demoralize.
Your mother joke. Go.
I'm going to sprout wings and fly straight up.
Oh. Yeah,
that's what I like to hear.
How many times can you do this per day? You've already done it once.
This is the last time.
Onto. On 2.
I ain't got no
satisfaction.
E points.
Oh.
I don't think.
I don't think so either. Yeah, how long do they take to focus back?
It's if you take a 10-minute rest, you can refocus and regain 1.
You've not had that.
No. So spent there, that said. So how, looking at this ship, how high up is that deck?
I mean, it's a tall ship, so probably about... minimum 20 feet if you're going further down the line about here to the four top deck, I guess that's not the top deck, the four deck, probably 25 feet or so off the water line. Starting from the boat, we'll call it a good 20 feet.
Okay.
It's a shame that nobody here has a climb speed. That seems like it would be very useful, this combat. It's a joke because Rebecca said she had one earlier.
I was going to say, we covered this.
Okay. Let's do this then. I'm going to do a quick jump. So I'm going to try to
pop out the boat onto the
leap onto the side of the boat.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to use wall jump to jump again.
Wall? No, there's not a feat called wall jump, is there?
Yes, there is.
Does it work just like a video game wall jump?
You can use your momentum from a jump to propel yourself off a wall. If you're adjacent to a wall at the end of a jump, you don't fall as long as your next action is another jump.
The description just says in AON, just jump off walls.
What else do you need?
That'd be really funny if that's all that the feat said. Just said jump off walls.
Yeah, you figure it out.
Yeah, you do whatever.
Jump, jump. Hip hop will make ya.
So, I guess that's the question is so if I jump over from here, can I jump like 5 feet up and then...
Yeah, what's quick jump?
Quick jump allows me to...
Learn all about the jumps.
Again, we've done this before.
Oh, both high
and... You can use high jump and long jump as a single action instead of two actions, and you don't need to stride in order to do so.
Okay, that's perfect here, because I was about to say, normally it's two actions. The jumps.
And I also have powerful leap.
Jumps, jumps, jumps.
So when you leap, you can jump 5 feet up with a vertical leap, and you increase the distance you can jump horizontally by 5 feet. He's a leaping lizard. We've covered this.
Yeah, Matt, make me a couple athletics checks. I think these would both just be high jumps.
Okay. Okay, athletics. Don't fail me again. When I used my athletics check hero die roll earlier, I don't think we ever informed the listeners. The reroll was a one.
It wasn't ideal.
It was a bad time, man. Yeah, it's not a good time, man.
Meanwhile, here I've rolled a 35 and a 34.
Okay, so vertically normally is, what, 3 feet for a leap? But I think if you're usually high jumping...
It looks like it just limits you to 5 feet, which is kind of crazy, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what rolling crits and things is all for.
Oh, but if this doesn't quite get me up there, I have quick climb as well, so...
Quick climb as well? Okay, well, let's see. It's DC 30 to increase the height of your jump, and... Yeah, so I think that's, as a couple actions, only getting you up about 8 feet or so up this wall.
That's it?
So I was,
3 feet investments get you 8 feet up with two jumps.
That's what inflation is.
Gross.
Critical success takes it up to like 10 feet. It says DC 30 athletics check to increase the height of your jump. Yeah.
Huh. But I mean, I got 30, didn't I?
Yeah. Yes, you got a success. A critical success will like kind of double that extra distance.
Oh, so I would need to roll I would need to roll 40.
Mm-hmm. You gotta channel your true inner lizard.
I gotta re-look up jumps to see if I'm missing something here. Either way,
magically jump. You're climbing with the rest.
Yeah, the climbing. Yeah.
Okay. What easier here? I think this will still be an expert climb. What'd you get for the athletics check?
Oh, to do the climb. Let's do another.
Oh, you haven't rolled yet.
31.
Okay, that is just a success still. Move up and across 5 feet per 20 foot of your land speed. So I think that'll get you up to the deck.
I like to imagine.
As your final action.
He jumps up. You know, y'all ever seen a gecko climbing up a wall?
Yeah.
I like to imagine like he like plants with like his arms and legs completely out to the side and just kind of
and scrambles up.
Yeah.
Scrambles up. Yeah, that's still amazing that in like 6 seconds you're off the boat, up the wall, you wall run a little bit, and then you're climbing up and over.
That's my turn.
Candoso. Sorry, everyone. Wait, is Candoso next? What did I roll? No, it's not Candoso. It's me. No. It's more bombs. And despite Honto being up here, The rest of you guys are still clumped together as the eel here looks at you. Actually, he'll throw a bomb at Honto. You do look a little singed, but first bomb is going to either Candoso or Alaris down in the boat. Alaris getting bombed. 16 on the dice. Oh, boy. Your armor class is what, Rebecca?
29.
Ooh, that is another critical hit. The bomb. This time we're going down the line. This is an alchemist's fire. So you'll take a little bit of persistent damage, but main thing is double 3d8. Oh, very low on the bomb itself. 16 points of fire damage, 3 persistent, and Cassius and Candoso also taking 3 splash. And then Honto, he sees you climb up here, he's like, "A freeze, big guy!" And he's gonna throw a bomb at you that hits at your feet and crackles with electricity right underneath you. Maybe it does. What's your armor class right now?
30?
30 on the second bomb. Just a hit, I believe.
So that's plus 23 on his second attack? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Is this the bomb that I'm thinking it is? It's not. It's not electricity. It's sonic damage. Can you make me a fortitude save? Basically a flashbang goes off right underneath you.
Yeah, 37?
You saved against it. 9 points.
I saved against it critically.
Oh, goodness. 9 points of sonic damage. And I still believe you take the persistent.
Does a critical save not do anything here?
That's just for the... Let's see. Creature in 10 foot must succeed. To get rid of the deafened condition. There is no persistent damage on this, so it's just that sonic damage. That's going to be... Actually, he's going to...
How much was that again?
Back up. 9. 9 points of sonic.
Okay.
Candoso, we're on to you, sir.
Oh, boy. All right, so this guy's way up here on the deck. I presume we can see each other if he can throw bombs at us, right?
Well, he's moved back a little bit from the railing, so...
That was his last action, was moving away.
Yeah, sorry, he's moved back. I guess he can move a little bit further, but... Yeah, you see Honto up there, maybe, but you can't see him. He's just a little guy.
Yeah, little guy.
Just a little guy.
I mean, this is a little guy. I mean, you know.
Pocket-sized guy.
What, like a large dragon's going to come up there and eat him or something? I mean, well, he's just a little guy.
No one's going to eat him.
No.
He's cool. Actually, he lists his... I don't know why I thought he was halfling. Maybe he's just a short... No, he is halfling. I'm looking at the right one. Halfling man, so like 3.5 feet tall.
Cool. All right, so yeah, I'm going to turn into a large bronze dragon.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm back, baby. Dragdoso, Patrick, make my monster grow! And 100-foot fly speed. Flop, I'm up in your face. What's up?
Oh, no.
What's up, alchemist?
It's so much better than your stupid wings, Tyler. He's here now. He's here. Well, I've got a new target. That's all your actions, correct?
That is correct.
Oh, goodness gracious. Alaris.
All right, so I'm still in the hat boat. Can I drive the hat boat closer to the boat? To the ship?
You're pretty close, so I think a single action you guys can row your boat ashore.
Row your boat.
It's just you in the boat now. Yeah, everyone's ditched you.
Oh, right. Yeah, Cassius is still there, but he flew away.
I thought you didn't have any action economy.
I'm in the boat with you.
All right, you want to go up and start climbing up the side here?
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to climb up. I have a climb 10 speed.
Okay. I believe you're taking 3 points of fire damage. Both you and Cassius. I'm sorry, Cassius, you did take that 21 acid, yeah?
I took it and did something with it. Yep.
Well, you've also got a chance to roll a d20 to... naturally let the persistent drop off. So each of you roll a d20. Looking for high numbers. High is good. And low is you're still on fire and burning. So are you spending the rest of your actions just climbing up, Rebecca?
Yeah. Okay. Can I get up on the deck?
It will get you up onto the wall, yes. Okay. Turn to Cassius.
So last turn when I said that I sprouted wings, maybe you saw Cassius begin to form his wings, but before they're like fully there, you see the water just like maybe drop back into the ocean.
Oh no.
Because he can't do it. He can't do it. So,
oh, he can't get the wings out?
I can't. Yeah. He's nervous. Shut up.
Is that a once per day thing?
Yeah. Your comment made me go, oh, wait a minute.
Oh, no. So,
I looked it up. It is a once per day thing. When I'm a high enough level, that changes. So we'll get
you are
there,
just showing off to Cerise Bloodmourne, and this is what you get.
This is what I get, right?
Yep.
But for this turn, are there portholes? Are there like, you know, portholes on the side of the ship?
Portholes?
Yeah.
What, you want to climb down to a lower deck?
Yeah.
I think if you drive the hat boat a little further along, you'd be able to find something like that.
Yeah, there's a door right here on the lower deck where I'm kind of pinging. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I want to enter into the like hull of the ship.
Okay.
Steal a few things, and then come out, and then I'll attack him from behind.
It's still like, well, I mean, they're like up a level from you, but it'll still be like at least a 10-foot climb to get up to that level. Okay.
Here's your athletics roll. 25 should do it.
Just a success, yes. So 5 for every, we just looked this up, 5 feet for every 20 feet of land movement. 20 feet of land speed.
Oh, great. Cool. So I make it 5 feet. Hey, that bon mot would have been nice because that only improves my...
You can make another check, yeah.
Yeah, no, we're in it. We're in it now.
Yeah, another success.
There we go.
You find yourself in the officer's room here. Showing the map over here, Tyler. And a nice comfy bed you've landed
Sweet.
On.
There's a chest.
It sounds like a dragon. There's a dragon above you. It sounds like.
Okay. There's a chest in this room.
All right. Well, get to on your next turn. I guess get to making those thievery checks.
Sweet. Sweet. Start looking up those my bonuses.
Honto, we're on to you.
I was doing some quick research between turns. It looks like powerful leap doesn't benefit high jump at all. Like it looks like leap is its own action.
Yeah.
And powerful leap just makes it so that when you use the leap action, it enhances that. So high jump has nothing to do with leaping. It turns out.
No, high jump counts as a leap. I guess normally when you leap, it's 3 feet. So you go up to 5 foot vertical leap, and then
right. But yeah. Anyway, we'll talk about this later. It's really weird. I'll just say that it's very weird how they've decided to put all this together. Anyway, yeah, let's move on in. Can I get in behind this guy? Is there anything hindering me from moving into this space directly south of our foe here?
No. Okay. Pretty clear deck.
Do I get an attack of opportunity on me?
No.
He doesn't clothesline me with a flask or anything. Yeah, okay.
I wait for a reaction.
Let's go into Wolf's Dance and then do a flurry of blows.
Blanking with a dargon.
With a giant dragon.
Ooh. Ooh.
34.
Blanking with the giant dargon.
That's a hit.
Okay, that is 20 piercing damage. Oh, I'm sorry. This has backstabber, so it's 21 damage.
Ooh, eat right. That eel.
This is the first hit on our friend the eel.
And 29?
Flink. Ooh, that is a miss.
Dang it.
On our friend the eel.
Man, I got some good damage rolls in there. That's too bad.
Yeah, some good ones.
All right, that's my turn.
All right, it is the eel's turn, and he's going to, if you guys have attacks of opportunity, he's going to move back on the deck here and lob some bombs your way. Oh, you know he's got more bombs. Oh, have I not used any bombs yet? I don't know what this one does, and I don't think he really knows either. He's going to throw... Oh, yeah, he saw how fast you were moving, Honto, so this bomb's coming to you. A Frostfire Bomb! 7 on the dice, that is a hit.
Boy, this is not how alchemists work.
No, PCs. they're the best class!
No, but they can't hit anything.
Oh, and they're much higher level than you. They can.
Players just don't get to have like a plus 28 to their first attack. So. Right.
Well, when you get to this level, you probably will. But the first thing up is 3d6 cold damage. It's just 12 points of cold damage. 3 points of splash for our friend Dragon Doso. And is there a save on this? No. You take a minus 10-foot penalty to your movement speed. How will you deal with this, Seth? I ask you. How?
I guess I'll just move 50 feet per movement instead.
How will you deal? Let me double-check his movement speed. Oh, I gotta hit you with some more bombs.
Patrick, was one of the bombs that he threw a bottled lightning? Is that...
No, I don't. No. I don't got any of those. I wish I did. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna throw a. Both the eel and Patrick forgets what bronze dragons are, so I'm gonna throw a fire bomb at you, Greater Alchemist Fire. Does this do anything, Jabert? No, it doesn't. I've rolled a 3. It's at most going to splash you.
Wee.
Actually, what's your dragon armor class? Maybe a 3 is a hit. Maybe
it's higher than.
Never mind.
18 plus level, so 31.
That is a miss, so both you and Honto are taking 3 points of fire damage.
Yeah, I think for the bronze, my thing is electricity, so...
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I pick bronze, because, you know...
It's shocking.
It's on hand.
And all, you know.
That you did this. Candoso, Dragon Doso, we're on to you.
Oh, boy. So here's the thing.
Probably should have moved further away. I don't think it would have mattered with the dragon.
Well, I mean, you know, it's... See, I have to look at all my reaches here. Maximum I have, I think, is 10-foot reach at the moment. I mean, obviously I have an 80-foot line, but I suspect that if somebody's named the eel, that they're... Probably
he's a little good. Slippery.
Little slippery, yeah. So we're just gonna move over here and keep him from. You know what? I'm gonna move all the way over here.
Yeah, get another right. back yeah. side of him.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's not like there's any attack of opportunity to prevent him just walking around me, but whatever.
Grab him. Grab this sucker.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, grab him in your jaws or make an attack. Whatever you want to do. I'm not your boss.
Yeah, you know,
I'm not your boss, man.
Sorry, I'm looking for my attack modifiers at this level. So plus 22, which I think is kind of crap. So I've got like a few character sheets open here. So I'm moving right over to this guy. I'm going to do Dragon Jaws. Well, no. Shoot, what is my athletics bonus? It's slightly better for the athletics, and that's against Fortitude DC, is that correct? Well, alchemists have really dope fortitude, so never mind. Not going to do that.
I'm sorry, you're talking about grapple? Yes, it's against fortitude DC. Do they really have a good one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think so. I mean, I do.
I don't know about other alchemists, but
I mean, I'm just gonna bite them with my jaws. Chomp!
Big old chompers. Ooh, natural 20, critical. It.
There's no way that's what the actual damage is. Hang on one second.
There ain't no way. I don't know. 2d10 plus 5 or 6?
They like split all these things. Yeah, 2d10 plus 6 plus 1d12.
Not a great roll, but it looks like...
Something. Yeah, I rolled like crap. Yeah.
34 so far and roll that 12.
So, yeah, the 12's already been rolled. That's a 3, so... What are you saying 34 for?
Oh, doubling it on the crit. I forget if we double or...
28. Like, what are you doubling?
17?
No. Oh, yeah. So it'd be 34. Then that's... The electricity is the 1d12.
Oh, okay.
Boy,
sorry.
I rolled just absolute...
Whoa! Whoa, Jabronka.
No, that's true.
Keep it PG. Keeping it PG. That is two actions. What do you want for your thoweed?
I mean, I'm going to probably use a claw attack because it's agile. So.
A swipe.
34.
Swiping. Oh, nice. Also a hit. Who needs.
Right. 20 for that was 21. So. Turns out crits are garbage and regular hits are great. So there we go.
He did more damage with the crit, but.
I mean, slightly more, yeah.
You also rolled. Wait. It's. it's more D10s with your claw?
I have to switch back and forth all the time. I apologize.
Interesting.
Claw is, okay. 3D10 slashing. Yeah. Yeah, right. Because the jaw is 2D10 and 1D12. So it's slightly better with the jaw on average, but... But you know, with those high damage dice, it's just like it's all over the place. You know?
All right, couple big hits on him as we go to Alaris Delcat.
I appreciate you making me feel better about that.
you've done a damage to him already. I don't know. I'm not handing out participation trophies here.
Alaris sees a great opportunity to flank with her dragon friend, and is going to walk right up to him with my curved blade in hand and take a strike and. They are flat-footed, so this is also using a debilitating strike. 30 to hit?
30. Lankarooned. That is a miss.
Oh, no. Can I re-roll that?
Yeah. Hero point to re-roll.
Oh, yeah. Natural 20.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay.
It's my kind of re-roll.
All right. That's... Whew. All right. We're taking the first damage, which is fine. Still a bunch, but... How much is it?
I don't know. Hold on. I'm putting it in.
You tell me.
So 26 normally. And then should I roll the critical damage?
I forget. Yes.
So plus 24 plus 11, 61 plus 8 bleed. And then on top of that, I can use a debilitating strike. I could either make him enfeebled or deal additional damage. Enfeebled would affect athletics checks. And strength-based checks, but...
Yeah, I don't think he's using strength for anything.
Okay. So I'm going to do the additional, I think it's 2d6 precision damage.
Oh, my, okay.
Yep.
He's not looking too good after this one.
Do I get double for this as well, or no? It only counts once.
If you get a...
Precision is doubled, usually. But I don't know if it's doubled from the...
So when you choose to use a debilitating strike, is it part of the attack damage?
All it says is the target takes an additional 2d6 precision damage from your attacks, which...
Yes, so if it's a critical hit, then you would double those dice as well.
Right. Okay, so that's going to be... Ooh, that second roll was better. So 13 additional damage on top of whatever I just said, 61.
Okay. Yeah, he's not doing too good. He's bloodied after that, but so...
And don't forget the 8 bleed.
I won on his turn.
Speaking of which, I take 3 damage from the bomb, right?
Yeah, and Cassius needs to roll that d20 as well. Cassius taking another 21 points.
I still get another attack, don't I? That was just 2
That was actions. 2 actions? Oh, yeah. Yes.
Here we go.
With Cassius still burning down in the hole.
Oh, that's only a 28.
Roll a d20 and see if you can get rid of the flames yourself. Okay. Ooh, you do.
Woohoo.
No more. Take 3 more points of persistent, but that is gone. Cassius, down below.
I'm going to move forward towards to where like I'm in the center of this, or close to the center of this room.
It's like the officer's quarters you're in.
Yeah, I'm going to pull out an item and... Then I'm going to make a perception check to see if I can't identify where the halfling is above me and kind of keep note of that.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Well, that's a 19 on the die. That's a 40.
He is.
He's right above the square.
Above you. Yeah. you can see through the floorboards a dragon and then like a lithe figure in front of him.
Okay. For 2 actions, I'm going to create a door in the ceiling and open it.
Oh, well, I don't know if you have the action economy for that, my friend. You've moved?
Oh,
searched?
It's a perception check?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then edit that out in the podcast so that people are actually surprised next turn when I try to do this.
Honto.
Can I move forward? Close the distance? Do some... Flanking with a dragon friend.
and keep taking damage, Tyler. You're not the hook. You're still...
Yeah. No, I did it. I took it.
Roll another d20, too.
I'm probably going to die down here.
Yep. Still taking that damage.
Let's try this, just to kind of screw with this action economy a little bit. Instead of doing a flurry of blows, I'm just going to do a wolf drag.
Yep. That's a success.
Okay.
He's on the ground.
So it's going to be 20 piercing damage, and he is prone.
Oh, yeah. 20, all right. You drag him down to the ground, and you've got another action left?
Nope. Wolf drag is two actions.
Can I use opportune backstab?
Can you?
Yes, I mean, it's a reaction, so yeah. I think so.
Is that just whenever somebody adjacent to you lands an attack, or...?
We both have to be in melee range, but yeah.
Okay. Opportune backstab.
37 to hit.
With a melee attack. That is a hit.
Woo! That does 22 damage.
He's flat-footed, so yeah. So he's beating up on my little eel guy. I thought he was going to do a little bit better.
I like how he showed up, throwing stuff at us, and now we're just bullying him. We've basically knocked him over, and we're just kicking him while he's on the ground.
Yeah, so on his turn, he detaches his belt as he stands up, still taking some persistent bleed damage from his back wound. He's like, I give up. I don't know what you all want from me, but we have to get off this ship now or it's going to explode.
Disarm the bomb if you know what's good for you.
Well, no, we don't have time for that. We have to get off.
Why did you bomb a ship that you are standing on?
I didn't think I'd be here, but the dragon showed up, and now I feel like a fool. I have egg on my face.
I grapple him.
Say we tie him up.
No, please, tie me up on the dock.
Let's see, whose ship is this?
Avamar Sorinesh.
Oh, yeah, let's get off the boat, quick.
Tyler, no time to defuse it, everyone.
I hate this guy.
Tyler, what were you about to do on your turn? I'm so
sorry.
Oh, no,
sorry. It doesn't matter. I suck. Can I steal anything cool while I'm down here? Just anything. Can I have...
You tried to rob the dude?
Can I have, a candy corn of satisfaction from this and steal anything, a candelabra, a candlestick, a rug?
You perhaps a magical candy corn?
You see the magical ship in a bottle that he was going to give you. You could steal that and and take that. That's probably the thing worth the most on his vessel here.
Okay, I'll claim the gift I was rightfully given before it explodes.
Before it goes up in flames.
I was about to say, yeah. Right, so you guys...
I'm technically not breaking any laws.
You guys can jump off the ship, as indeed it's going to go up in flames here too in a moment.
Yeah, I grab the eel in my jaws and I say I'm going to have to jump.
I guess we have to jump.
And I dive into the water and swim
away.
That's
pretty dangerous, Javert.
Oh yeah.
A third massive explosion lights up the Bay of No Hospitality here, but you've grappled and gotten your quarry, this gentleman, the eel. We will talk about the ramifications of one of the wildest, wickedest parties in all of the shackles next week as we come back to the episode. But yeah, that is going to do it for our adventure this week. I almost made him... He was an alchemist in the first edition version of this book. Alchemists were a little different back then. They were more just like, hey, you can cast spells with potions, with bombs.
Yeah, it's a lot of personal range spells. Yeah.
Yeah, because this next turn, if you guys hadn't knocked him down, he's about to drink a potion of invisibility and just peace on out of here. But yeah,
I guess that's so. It's a this one got a pretty high attack bonus, but couldn't fish fins himself and then swim away.
Level 14 alchemist I just threw at you guys.
Oh my goodness.
Deal with that bomb. We'll get back to the end of this book next week, but not with these characters, because you're leveling up to level 12. In fact, we're probably going to do a couple levels real quick succession here. So get ready for 13 ASAP as well. Yeah, that's going to do it, guys. Thanks for playing with me.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks for listening, our listeners, our Patreon pirates, our freebie captains, everyone in between, and we'll catch you. Our freebie jeebies. Thank you all, and we will catch you on the next A Dead Men Roll No Crits.
Yarr.
Yarr.